Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Optus has responded to the cyber attacks that's potentially seen millions of Aussie customers' details exposed. A hacker gained access to the systems yesterday. It's now been referred to the Australian Federal Police. CEO Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin says 9 million people in the absolute worst-case scenario are affected.
Our customers, particularly the ones who've had a couple of extra fields taken, we'd like to support them with extra monitoring. We have been in discussions with IDK and others, we're still working through how those organisations would be able to effectively support our customers.
Two teenagers have been arrested following separate fires on the One Belmont shop earlier this week. Two 19-year-olds fronting court this morning charged after the fires started in the Le Belmont gifts store on Belvedere Street in the early hours of Monday and Tuesday morning. WA's police force continues to lose officers at an alarming rate, nearly 100 leaving in just the past 3 months. Government Minister Tony Booty insists new police officers are continuing to come online.
Well, since 2020, 1,000 police officers have been recruited, 199 are about to graduate from the academy very shortly.
Double demerits have kicked in for the King's Birthday long weekend. We've already lost 113 lives on our roads this year. And an estimated 20,000 pies and 30,000 boxes of hot chips have arrived at the MCG ahead of tomorrow's game. In sport, the Sydney Swans are confident Sam Reid will be okay to play in the AFL Grand Final tomorrow. He was subbed out with a groin complaint in the prelims, but he's been named to face Geelong at the G tomorrow. Swans coach John Longmire says he's good to go.
He did some training on Thursday, did exactly what he needed to do, and felt really good from that. So, as we sit here now, he's ready to play.
And former Freo fan favourite Jeff Farmer will be inducted into the WA Football Commission's Hall of Fame.